You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do.
Hi, puppy. Let's go.
Okay, it's time for a rebranding. What is good? Hello, welcome to the Prem Show with the Cooligans, our spinoff podcast focusing on all things Premier League. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right, and I'm Alexis Guerreros.
All right, we are your favorite stand-up comedians with the funniest Premier League show in the globe.
It is the funniest Premier League show in the globe, and it also happens to be the gulliest Premier League show in the world. It also happens to be the puppiest.
The puppiest, okay? I want, is the puppy in? No, if you put him back in the
yo,
pen.
Yo, nutmeg. Okay. Stay puppy.
Look at
boom,
him.
Boom, there he is. If yeah, you're listening, you have no idea what's happening. We have set up a puppy cam, and by we, I mean Christian, okay? So Christian actually set up a camera in the puppy's playpen. And every once in a while, mostly when people subscribe, we're going to switch to it. So if you want to see Nutmeg just chilling, playing, ripping apart a stuffed monkey, there's only one way to do it, my G. You either move in with Christian and Elaine, or you subscribe and watch our Twitch.
Yeah, yeah. And that's for the tier 3 subscribers.
Yo.
Tier 3 subscribers get to move in for a day and live inside the playpen with Nutmeg.
I don't know how much a subscription does cost, but I bet you the one where you move into Christian and Elaine's place is going to cost a third of the rent. Okay.
Okay. All right. And you must do the dishes.
Okay, because they ain't doing shit.
So, yes, welcome to another episode of the show. We're taped live on Twitch,
which
is why people can see the puppy cam. Now, you cannot hear the puppy cam, so apologies to our podcast listeners. But what we told you to get on Twitch. I don't know what to tell you.
We told you how you can see the puppy cam. Like, it's not like we're keeping it a secret from you.
Not at all. Look at this. We're already getting a couple of comments. Nickster Nipple said, I'll cook for you, Christian.
Oh, okay, you. There you go. Okay. He also said, is that a puppy cam or a fried chicken cam? Which, if it was the second one, I'd subscribe to my own content. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like, oh, is there a Popeyes cam I should tell him about?
So obviously we're trying to have as much fun here on Twitch, so make sure you follow us on Twitch, subscribe to the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Be a part of these Premier League shows.
We should buy the URL at Twitch that goes right to our channel.
Okay, all right, look at that. You shouldn't have even said it out loud, because now somebody's going to buy it before us. I'm going to have to take the time. Maybe that can be the part of the content, me buying the domain.
Okay. Or we let the puppy just smash the keyboard. Nutmeg, figure out our URL.
Okay, so all right, perfect time. He says, I'll bring treats. Thank you. Yeah,
Robert
from
LA said there better be a puppy mic next week. I mean, damn. At some point, we're just not on this show anymore.
Nutmeg's going to just weigh in on the whole McKennie transfer to Juve.
Right? Yeah. What do you think of Arsenal's chances of finishing the top four? Oh, damn.
Wow,
disrespectful from this puppy.
You heard it, folks.
Yo, this puppy got no respect for our Mikel Arteta.
The Nutmeg on like Arsenal Fan TV, just being like, bark again, you know?
Yeah. Bark again.
Bark again.
All right.
Look at this. We're not even trying and we're having so much fun. We haven't even gotten to anything and we're having too much Premier League fun.
We've yet to speak about Premier League and already we've got good laughs. Come on, folks. This is what you sign up for.
Robert from LA said, where is Nutmeg's Everton jersey?
That's you got to get him an Everton onesie.
Do they make Everton puppy, clothing?
Well, they played like dogs last year, so they should. Hey, all right. All
okay.
Right,
hey, here all week,
all
folks.
Right. Oh,
all right.
Tip your waiter.
In this outdoor venue.
Yeah. Which one's yours? I don't know. They're all wearing masks. Everyone looks the same now.
Okay. So, all right. So, yeah, where should we start, Alexis? I mean, there's we already got a bunch of suggestions in the chat. I think
we should give a shout out to Brendan Aaronson going to RB Salzburg. Is that confirmed? Is that a done deal?
I feel like it's not confirmed, but it is very much in the works, and it looks like that will be the move. So, Philadelphia Union's homegrown midfielder, they're, I believe, number 10, right? He is going to be
supposedly, moving, allegedly. Supposedly.
Yeah, going to RB Salzburg. So, Salzburg, I gotta get it right. It's Red Bull Salzburg, RB Leipzig.
Yeah,
RB,
Red Bull Salzburg, yeah. Rasenball Spore, Leipzig. Because the 50+1 rule that you're technically not allowed to have a corporation own it, but apparently they can. You know?
Rules? Nah.
Judd on the beach said verbal agreement reached. Yeah, so what? You know what I mean? That don't mean a goddamn thing. I want to see that paper.
So that's definitely a huge move. Excited for him. Okay, so we'll see what happens. I know
that could change Philly Union too, because they're right now one of the best teams in the league. So who knows what happens when you get rid of such a great player.
But I did hear in those rumors that he will be staying with the team till the end of the season. So, and
really?
Yeah, with the Union, I mean, they're playing well there. I believe they're second in the Eastern Conference in MLS, and contenders for the title probably. And then Felix Palau just said Luis Suarez just signed for Atleti,
which is great. Why don't we start there? Because
we should start there, because that's what actually was one of the subjects that we were going to discuss. Because,
you know, Fabrizio Romano,
who we brought up on this show very much,
he seems to be the guy who's got all the information. He is the Athletic.
He was on, I believe, Grant Wall's podcast recently, and I think he's like 20. He's young. He's like probably like 28 years old or something like that, but has like, I don't know how he has all these connections.
He knows everything that's going to happen.
And it's awesome to have that job, because it is, you have to be, I remember Adam Schefter talking about this once, and obviously Adam Schefter's the NFL analyst and insider that has like all the scoops on everything.
Right.
I think Nutmeg is a little, I think he's sad that he's not on screen right now. Can we see him? Okay, no, he's fine.
Yeah.
he was crying a little bit, but I think he's doing okay.
Thank God you don't go to the puppy cam and he's just eating his own ass. You know what I mean?
Okay, dude.
Hey, come on. Put right, that puppy cam on Pornhub. Get it out of here.
All right, so he's chilling. Okay, cool. So I worry so much. I don't want to
say that. Your son.
So, but that job must be so cool, because you have to be so deeply connected to a lot of like GMs and agents, but there has to be a reason why the agents or the GMs want to give you the information, right?
Right.
You have to trade something.
Yeah. You got to be in the know, but you also have to be able to negotiate something.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, gimme. You know what I mean? You have to be able to like, all right, I'll put in that bullshit rumor for you to increase the value of your player.
Yes, he's an asset. He's not simply just a journalist or a reporter. He is a tool to be used by certain people to fluctuate, you know, transfer prices. I think that is why he exists. That is why the job sort of exists. Adam Schefter does the same thing.
Right. That's the give and take. Right.
Yeah,
like, I'll take those rumors and I'll take those confirmed rumors, so I'm the first one to mention it. But I'll say Brendan Aaronson's getting looked at by Barcelona, and all of a sudden, RB got to pay a little more. You know what I mean?
Bro, we know the business.
Okay.
It's all good.
We know how to maneuver in these waters. We just ain't getting a chance.
Okay. You just give us an opportunity. That's all we want.
Judd on the beach said agents are basically hype men. Absolutely. They're the dude on the bus who holds your weed, and he was like, yo, let me hold a couple hundred and I'll hold this weed for you in case the cops show up. I'll take the hit. That's who they are.
Okay. Well, yes. Well, I'm like, Alex, how many times have you been in that exact position, man?
And then you trip, right? And then you trip on this thing, because you know how the buses be, right? I'm like mad specific.
So, yes, Luis Suarez going to Atleti, but he was, for the last couple of days, he was very much rumored to be going to Juve.
Yeah.
And that seemed like it was a done deal. So Fabrizio Romano had posted that Suarez, all he needed was his Italian citizenship exam. So, and this brought up a bunch of other questions. Suarez has been in Spain for several years. What, like 5 years, yeah. 6 years? And a lot of people were kind of critical of, like, why didn't he get his citizenship? Because he would have been able to. He played in England for a long time. Played for Ajax, right?
Ajax, Liverpool.
So he's not, apparently he's not an EU citizen or resident of.
He doesn't have a citizen. He's not a citizen to any of the EU countries.
Yes. So because of that, he had to take a citizenship exam to play in Italy. So I heard that and I'm like, okay, cool. I guess it'll just take the test. I'm wondering how much Italian does Suarez know? He just knows, he knows Spanish and he knows biting, right?
He's from Uruguay. You know what? Instead of a defender's arm, if they just put like a burrata in front of him and he bit that, they're like, hey, this guy, very Italian.
So I saw that and I'm like, all right, I guess he'll just take the test and whatever, figure it out. How difficult can it be? You know, like, you know, if you have like a basic grasp of the language, I'm sure he could probably do okay.
It's not radically different from Spanish either. It's not like he's like, he's not completely confused.
And I'm sure he's played with Italians. Maybe he's learned. Who knows?
A lot of these from LA put Chomp. Yeah, that's his middle name, dude.
So I saw that and I'm like, then I saw a couple days later, after being like a little skeptical, I saw a couple days later that he passed the Italian citizenship test. So I'm like, all right. Okay, that seems strange. Right. Yeah, but he passed it so
all right. So he knows when the country was formed. He knows special holidays. He held his hand up. That's it, right?
Boom, nailed it. I'm like, okay, you know what? I underestimated Luis Suarez. Yeah. I'll be honest, but he passed the test.
He was cramming, and he got it. He did it.
Okay, and someone just mentioned here. I don't remember who said it, but Glenser just said the Italians were looking into irregularities with his citizenship test.
Yeah,
and then that's when I saw this tweet from
Fabrizio Romano,
which I have here, and it says right here. It says big issue. There have been irregularities in the test. Luis Suarez for Italian exam in the University of Perugia. Suarez got advanced questions. He had the passport by cheating, according to preliminary investigations. Meanwhile, he's waiting to join Atletico, right? So from September 22nd.
So but then who cares?
But then the next thing, he says more from Wiretaps about the Luis Suarez exam story. He does not speak a word of Italian. He does not conjugate verbs. He only speaks using the infinitive. If journalists would ask him some questions, he'd be lost. He earns 10 million euro a year. He needs to pass this exam. So that was from Repubblica.
Why does this matter? He doesn't conjugate verbs. He's trying to get a job as a soccer player, not as an Italian teacher. He's not teaching grammar, dog.
Buffalo Mike just said, "You get citizenship and a Vespa all in one place."
I almost bought a Vespa. Yeah, that would have been dope. I would have been that dude with the scarf flapping in the wind. I would have went all in.
Just the goggles,
me and Suarez, dog. Yeah, the goggles. I look like I'm flying a B2 plane or whatever those things are called.
That's super funny. I mean, look, we understand. Athletes, especially these superstar athletes, are going to have certain privileges.
You who else wouldn't have passed this test? 95% of the people in New York and New Jersey with a BMW with the little Italian flag sticker on the back of it. They wouldn't either. No, yeah, so it's gabagool, right? You put that in there.
No. You're saying it wrong, okay?
Whoa, you're talking to me. So you're saying my grandmother was wrong? You want to go outside? You got something to say about Nona?
Oh, man. So look, so clearly the Juve move did not work out. For a lot of reasons, this is generally pretty wild. There was no way that my skepticism was completely accurate. I'm glad that I was proven to be correct.
But why did he need Italian citizenship to begin with? Like, Weston McKennie doesn't have Italian citizenship.
He has German. I'm sure he has German citizenship.
Yeah, but why couldn't he just get the Spanish citizenship, Suarez, and just play in Italy?
That's a great question. Why didn't he get Spanish citizenship?
Why is he trying to finesse the wrong test?
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is. Like, it sounds like mostly kind of like laziness, you know? Just like, oh, I'll get around to it. And all of a sudden, you have to cheat on the Italian citizenship exam. Like, you really just like,
you don't need to do this, dude.
You could have studied for 2 weeks in the last 5 years in Spain and really gotten this sorted out. So I'm assuming if Weston McKennie got to play, he got to travel to and play in Europe as a kid, as a teenager, he must have citizenship to one of the EU countries through a parent or a grandparent, similar like how Christian Pulisic had Croatian he had the ability to get Croatian citizenship through his, I think, grandfather. That's sorted out as soon as they even go over there. I don't know what Suarez's deal is.
Duff Carnage, but he couldn't contact Lori Loughlin for help. She's like, how much you got? I'll get you in. Yo, I'm a little tied up right now because I'm in jail. But trust me, I know a guy. We're good.
Okay, he's going to get you into Italy's finest university.
Okay. But not only does he have Italian citizenship, but he just graduated magna cum laude from Yale. So, I mean, the guy's doing pretty good over the last few weeks. Uruguayans don't like Spain? Bruh. Nobody likes Spain.
If anybody knows the details of why he couldn't just play in Italy, let us know. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Last I read, I think it was because he just didn't have Spanish citizenship, so that's why he couldn't go. But I could be wrong. So if that's not the case,
yeah, but
please.
It's stupid. He should have gotten – maybe it's a money thing. Maybe he's making so much money that he has to be.
I don't know.
Because they kept saying, like, he's making $10 million. He better speak Italian. It's like, I mean, I don't think that's the way it works.
Okay, I speak money.
Yo, right? I'll show you what the Italian I know. That's my cash machine. Spend all that Juve money.
The little guns that shoot out the money, okay?
It says Supreme on the side.
Okay, that's an Italian company. Trust me. And it's a fine pizza as well.
Oh my God, Dai said, I think Weston is taking an international slot. Get rid of some kid on the team. You know, loan him out. We got Suarez is coming in.
Wow, but look at that. That's pretty wild too, right? That they prioritize or that they're like, nah, we got Weston McKennie. We're good.
Wild. So Juventus had reached the amount of EU players that they're allowed for the team. I just feel like this is a lot of them not being even sure. This is Pirlo being like, look, I'm not getting rid of an Italian kid or an EU guy for him. Just make him take the test.
Okay. So, all right. So let's get into some Premier League stuff. You want to take a quick look at the table, Alexis?
Let's do it. There's Arsenal in third, baby. Should be in second. Those pricks.
There's Everton in second place. Leicester City in first.
Yep.
Doing well, obviously. Liverpool.
Although not today, because obviously we're recording this on Wednesday, where they lost in the Carabao Cup to Arsenal.
Everton defeated Fleetwood Town in the Carabao Cup, so they move on.
Jamie Vardy's old... club.
Okay, look at that. All right, so we both got at Jamie Vardy a little bit today.
Okay, he took two L's because of us. He took an L to the Cooligans, bro.
Crystal Palace in fifth, and then obviously it's only been two match days for most of the clubs. The Tottenham in sixth, obviously.
Yeah, but where's Manchester United? Where are they?
Manchester United is sitting in 15th place after one match. We should start with them, right? Let's try to figure out.
They lost the fifth place Crystal Palace.
What is going on with Manchester United? Obviously, they didn't make too many moves in the transfer window.
They're not asking anyone to the dance because they're waiting for the one really hot girl who happens to be living in Germany at the moment to say yes. And their dad isn't about it.
I got a girlfriend. I swear she lives in Germany.
You just don't know her.
Dude.
No, okay. It's a private account on Instagram. Like, you can't even.
It's a lot right now. Look, she's not really just into kind of like social media, right? You know,
I mean, I'd show you her TikTok, but it's banned. So, and I don't have it on my phone. You know what I mean?
You know, it's just Trump is adding all these provisions, and he's like making it illegal because he's afraid of China.
He's making it so hard for me to, like, you know what I mean? See my girl, who's totally
really,
real.
I really show you who my girl is and how much we love each other.
Okay? We need to vote him out, dude. I mean, because I want to show you my girl. You know what I mean?
Okay, and that's really what this is all about. You need to get out to vote so I can see my girl.
Now that we brought it up, we should all go register to vote. You know what I mean? Because, like, I want to see my girl, dog.
Okay, priorities. No, Manchester United, their match against Crystal Palace, they lost, what was it, 3-1? If I remember correctly,
I'm already seeing it in the chat. Who put it that they need to get rid of Ed Woodward, Nick's third nipple? They look flat, yada, yada, yada. Fam, they looked horrible. And here's the thing, people are saying Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I can never pronounce
Solskjaer,
the name.
Solskjaer.
Yo, homie, OGS. OGS, should he get fired? And people are like, nah, yo, the front office. Nah, yo, the board. Mm-hmm. Your fam, I know OGS took you to third from 12th, right?
Yeah.
But he's also the one who put you in 12th. You know what I mean? And how much of it is Bruno Fernandes coming in and bodying the league? Like, OGS just, I don't think he's up for it, to be completely honest. I don't think he's the guy. He's not the guy that's going to get you a chip. He ain't going to get you that cup.
I mean, look, it's hard to figure out what the issue is when Paul Pogba got to the team, there was this energy and excitement that I was clamoring for. I want to see Manchester United not only thrive.
Remember Lingard just out there doing boom. Millie rocking. There was an energy. But
there was.
Dog, here's the thing. And people act like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was like is like Arteta, like a new manager. Nah, homie been managing before this. He ain't never proved shit. Like, homie, boy, I think he won. I forgot where he was, like Groningen or whatever. Like, homie won out there. All right, good for you. Maybe that's your level. Maybe that's where you need to be at. Because what I'm seeing from Manchester United is a club that played with a lot of spirit towards the end of the last season, towards the Project Restart or whatever they called it. And then towards the end of the season, they built, right? And everyone was firing on all cylinders. But I put most of that on Bruno Fernandes coming in and just being a maestro in that midfield. They ain't got that right now. Like, where's Jadon Sancho even going to go? Like, Van de Beek.
The wing. Daniel James's spot.
Daniel fine. James, yeah. Daniel James gone. But Van de Beek comes in the second half, scores a goal. And I'm not the first person to say it. A lot of people saying it. When you saw his face when he was watching that first half, he's like Alexis Sanchez. He's like, is there any way that maybe, like, is this a, like, we could rip that paper up, right? I could go home. Can I go Ajax?
Hold on, Paolo, Minnesota, thank you for the subscription. We'll go to the puppy cam, obviously, when we get a subscription. So let's see what Nutmeg is taking a little nap. You can look at him sleeping. Look at his belly going up and down, look at his, breathing.
I like how he tucks his butt right into the cushy spot. You know what I mean? You got to do that. You got to be comfy.
Okay, Nutmeg taking a little nap. You know, he's already, he said, this is a review of our show. Look at that.
Okay. We're getting to it, Nutmeg.
Golden Blanco said, nap, Meg.
Okay, very nice. Okay. Felix Palau said, United should have worked on getting quality center back. Sancho has no place here. I don't agree that Sancho doesn't have a place there, but Sancho doesn't solve United's problems. And here's the thing. Van de Beek, can you put in, I put it in the Slack, the lineup. Van de Beek comes in for Paul Pogba, right? You want to start Paul Pogba. You ain't paying Paul Pogba money. Paul Pogba is one of the top quality players in the Premier League. You've got to still start it. That dude doesn't come off the bench. Homie, who you sitting for Van de Beek? You're going to sit McTominay? McTominay is probably the closest you have to a defensive midfielder next to Pogba. And even though Pogba does like to sit back a little bit, homie should be forward, right? Yeah. Let's say you do get Sancho in place of James. What kind of lineup are you going to have? Like, Solskjaer isn't the guy to lead this team because Lindelof definitely needs to be replaced. Luke Shaw, doesn't look like a Premier League player at all. Harry Maguire, if that's your best defender, you should be embarrassed, okay? Like, dog, yeah. And look, I get that he's the captain, and I get that, oh, my God, like, you know, he plays for the national team in England. He's a three-line. Homie ain't played up to – like, there seems to be something, like, if I remember correctly, Sir Alex Ferguson used to take players that would be considered – like Manchester United players, and he made them work cohesively as a team, and he developed them into better players. It seems like now all you do is be good enough for Manchester United and you go get that bag. And there's no, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer isn't making anyone better at Manchester United. That looks like a bad team, and it shouldn't. That's quality players right there.
Yeah, there's a bit of the prestige of being a Manchester United player has faded a little bit.
But
right?
I think it's just for the pocket. Like, there's no, I'm going to go to Manchester United because we're going to win. Now it's, I'm going to go to Manchester United because I want to get that money.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, very much so. I disagree with your, criticism of Luke Shaw. I think Luke Shaw is very much a Premier League player.
No, he's a Fulham Premier League player.
I wouldn't say that.
Aston Villa Premier League player. Luke Shaw, for the last, what, 3 years? Hasn't been a Manchester United level player, if we're being completely honest.
But he had the broken leg. He had the injury. He came back from that and still looked pretty good. I'm not going to be that. And before that,
he was fat. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but there's a reason why I'm not a Premier League player, okay?
I wouldn't go that far. He's not that bad, in my opinion, but whatever. But the fact that we see, you know,
the germ said McTominay's peak potential is Matic's right foot. Oh my goodness.
But having Paul Pogba and not him being able to kind of reach his potential is just so unfortunate. Like when he is,
what are you
playing,
talking about? The dude won a World Cup.
I'm saying
it's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer that's stopping him from doing it.
But they said this about Mourinho. And they said the same thing about Mourinho, and those first couple games where Solskjaer was managing, he was having a great time. But now we're kind of back to where we were, right towards the end of the kind of Mourinho era. I don't know. I feel like when Pogba's not playing well and not having a good time, the team is just worse. And so it's unfortunate because I want to see him do well. I mean, when he was at Juve, he was incredible to watch. And we see none of that here at Manchester United.
Look, the last time he was that exciting to watch, Vine existed.
Okay. All
That's
right.
how much Manchester United has ruined his stock.
Boom. Drop it.
Because remember, it was him and King Bach, or whatever that dude's name is, King Batch.
Yeah.
You know? Look, I'm all about – I think Paul Pogba is too good to be on Manchester United. That's saying a lot about Manchester United.
Yeah.
Nick Sternipple said that lineup was shit. Homie, that's the first match this season, my G.
Didn't De Gea have like a pretty bad once like slipped through his hands or something like that? I feel like something happened.
Look, De Gea, we already know De Gea needs to be replaced. De Gea isn't the player that he used to be. And I think De Gea will get back to that. I think De Gea has a lot of quality, but I think he needs a change of pace. And to be honest with you, I think he probably needs to go back to Spain for a little bit. You know what I mean? It's okay. Not like he's going to pass an Italian citizenship test, which everyone needs now. But when you look at someone like Paul Pogba, to see him on the bench is a complete failure by OGS, if that's where you're going to put a slot Van de Beek. And Van de Beek don't belong on the bench either. Homie needs to play. You're just going to play with no defensive midfielders? I'm sure Harry Maguire is going to be able to handle that perfectly.
Nick Sternipple said Mason Greenwood needs to be in Danny James' spot. Mason Greenwood has been stellar, in my opinion, in his performances last season as well. Also, if you ever play against Mason Greenwood in FIFA Ultimate Team, I don't understand who they think he is. Messi, basically. I don't understand what he has done in like the 20 to 30 games he has played in his, you know, Premier League career, but it's a little too much. He's good, but we need to relax how FIFA's rating this kid.
This is like, remember NBA, what was the one where the two players played together? It was just two players on each team and it, like you dunked. It was like the flames came out of it.
NBA Jam.
NBA Jam. there, apparently the guy who helped write that code, it was a huge Detroit fan, so he put something in there that the Bulls could never beat Detroit Pistons or something like that. Like, that's, I think, what's happening in Mason Greenwood. There's just, like, sure. a United fan in there. It was like, this is all we have, man.
Golden Blanc can say it's the future star card, LOL. Yeah, that is, it's absurd. It's a little too much, okay?
Oh, he didn't get a summer heat? Summer heat, Mason Greenwood. A lot of these sound like colognes you get at a gas station. Future star, summer heat, icon. Yo, these all smell like gas. It's like, yeah, dog. What you think is in that 87, my G? You ruined it in your car. Everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We want to bring in with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right. You being Gully Squad. Thank you.
You right now listening.
you've contributed to this marketing campaign.
That's right. Thank you so much. And if you're listening and you're not in Gully Squad, I'm not going to say it's not thanks to you. I think you already know that. But you can. This can be thanks to you. All you got to do is join Gully Squad. It's mad simple. You know what I mean? Because what happens is you join Gully Squad, and guess what happens? We show up at your house. We said, we don't care about the quarantine. You know what I mean? We show up at your house and we say, yo, thank you. And then that's it. We leave. It's very odd.
Yeah. We break lockdown rules. That's how committed to you we are.
Uh-huh. Right? Where you live in Europe? Be there in a few hours, my guy.
Okay. Yo, Boris, open up the borders.
Yo, Latvia? All right. I might have to use points, but we're going to get there.
Okay. We're un-Brexiting right now.
We've decided. We're here. What's good? Is this Europe or not? Yeah.
So, yes, join Gully Squad. Obviously, there's a lot of awesome perks and privileges. Obviously, we have
the hesitation you put on perks, man. Even I was like, ooh, what do we got?
You can obviously the our Slack channel, our birthday parties, dope Zoom hangouts. It has it all. So
yeah, and pins and pop sockets and cool stuff. It's just one of those things. Like, yo, you're supporting us. It doesn't matter the level. You're gonna get some dope perks. You're gonna get a chance at exclusive content. You're gonna get a chance to hang out, chat with us. And yo, like the Slack channel, it's almost like just a big group chat. There's like people sharing food to do on the road once we get back on the road, people sharing pictures of the food they're cooking while they're on quarantine, people sharing pictures of pizza and I'm roasting it. We do other stuff than food, don't we, Christian?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, look, there's people sharing music that they enjoy. It's its own community of soccer fans that appreciate comedy and appreciate other things in life that they can share with each other, and it's really growing into something that's organic, that is not really about Christian and Alexis, and it's beautiful to see. So
I know it's bothering me. It should constantly be about us, but also they get a chance to be a part of the show. When we have guests, we ask them, what questions should we ask? When we say those are Gully Squad questions, yo, those are questions directly from that Slack channel from Gully Squad. So if you're a member of the Gully Squad and you're not in the Slack channel, get on that. What are you doing? There's exactly. Not a lot of you. There's like a few of you that
there's
haven't.
A,
like,
there's a few. There's almost like, I think maybe 30 or 40 people that are not in the Slack channel.
What a handful of people. Come on, get in here.
Get in there. So yeah, again, go to soccercooligans.com, click on the Join Gully Squad button, and get on board, man, because you're missing out.
Hell yeah. Soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad.
All right. What else should we discuss?
Did we figure out where Vanderbeek? Who do you start? Give me your midfield.
Maybe should you change the formation? So maybe go
Bruno Fernandes has to stay forward, right? Daniel James, let's say you go with Mason Greenwood, right? In fact, mm-hmm. I'd much rather have Mason Greenwood, Marcus Rashford, and Martial. You got to have Bruno Fernandes there. So it only really leaves you. Van de Beek isn't a defensive midfielder, and really neither is Pogba. You could ask Pogba to sit back a little bit. You're going to have to go three defenders. And who the fuck do you trust to be in a three-man back line?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, the Manchester United has some real defensive issues, and there's just that communication and cohesiveness is not. I need some water. It's not really there.
I'm looking at this, and this is taken directly off of FOTMob. in case anybody's asking. We certainly didn't make this. But I'm looking at this, and I'm like, I can't figure out. Your three-man backline is going to have to be Fosu Mensah, Harry Maguire, and let's say Luke Shaw, right? Because you need – at least Luke Shaw is a bit more mobile, right? Yeah. Then you're going to go – so there's your three. Then you're going to go five midfielders, which is going to be whatchamacallit? You're going to have Pogba. You're going to have Van de Beek. Defensively, I guess you keep McTominay in there. And then you go Bruno Fernandes. That's four. Your fifth one would have to be, let's say, Marcus Rashford, right? And your two up top will be Mason Greenwood and Anthony Martial. And you could swap Marcus Rashford or Greenwood for midfielder forward. That's, I guess that's who you're going to have to go with.
Yeah. Also, Glenser asked, anyone know why Wan-Bissaka isn't starting right now? And Wan-Bissaka played, I believe, in the Carabao Cup, but not in the Premier League match. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. But I did see him play, so he's not injured or anything.
Robert from LA said, if you want Greenwood to score, Man United have to hang a picture of Miss Iceland above the opposition goal.
Yes, we talked about that on the other show.
What's Phil Foden doing on the field?
It was just, the way that you could hear us talking about the actual, we can just reiterate. Obviously, Mason Greenwood and Phil Foden were on international duty or international booty. Am I right, folks? Let's go.
In a country of 300,000 people, they somehow found a way to get some ass. I mean, impressive.
They were trying to meet up with these girls, and then the video came out that the girls were about to go hang out with Phil Foden and
it was apparently two different sets of girls. It was wild.
It was very confusing. But then, the players are not allowed to hang out with anyone because of quarantine rules, and they got caught. So that's where that joke come from. If anybody did not know what we were talking about, all right. Okay.
He was just invited to his room. Glenster said, "So funny."
Next up, we have obviously now since last week, Gareth Bale has been confirmed going back to Tottenham. How we feeling? Let's take the temperature. What do we think? How is he going to contribute? Especially after seeing it must have helped Tottenham because Son four goals, Harry Kane four assists, having a good time out there.
Which Harry Kane playing as midfield as he has been has got to worry you. What is Mourinho doing? Why is he back there? Harry Kane shouldn't have four assists.
Really?
Ever. No, he should be the one with the four goals. There's zero reason why he has four assists. That should be scaring you. A good one said, damn, son. You know, say that shit four times. By the way, Gareth Bale, who knows what type of player he's going to be? I think he's still technically injured, right? Like, he still has some time left to heal. But then what happens when he comes back? He hasn't played a meaningful game. I'm not talking about golf. I'm talking about soccer. He hasn't played a meaningful game of soccer.
He's played in some pretty intense matches as far on the links.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude, he's played on the back nine. He seems to be really, really intense. But I don't know. I don't know what type of player he's going to be. And honestly, I think this is going to be a catastrophe. Because if he's not, and look, he went to Real Madrid, right? He won two La Ligas, he won four Champions League. Clearly, he had a great time. They don't like him, right? But he comes. This could be like a massive, like just a calamity. He comes back. He's not the player he used to be. He's not helping. He clashes with Mourinho. This could be terrible.
I don't expect it to be terrible because I mean,
I said this could be.
Could be terrible. And I'm saying I don't expect it to be terrible. We've seen Gareth Bale play in person, right? We saw him at the All-Star game.
Yeah, I've seen him play twice in person.
And the dude is good. He's a very good player. Oh, so Robert from LA said he played for Wales in the League of Nations, and that's how he got injured.
Right.
And
he plays really good for Wales. It's the, you know, Real Madrid. He's like, I'm not really about it.
I mean, but who else is going to do anything on Wales?
Yeah, come on, yo! They got Aaron Ramsey.
Okay, we talked about this last time. Like, where is he going to play? Sort of in the lineup, and what is the team going to look like? He'll clearly be on the wing.
Yeah, he deserves to be on the wing for sure. We've talked about how he could probably play a bit more central.
And Lucas Moura is obviously the player who's going to be sitting for.
Yeah, and you want that. If you're a Tottenham fan, you want that. You want Lucas Moura sitting for Gareth Bale.
Kane, Son, and Bale, that's a pretty strong lineup up top. Lucas Moura could also be, he's a striker, right? Do they play with two up top? They play 4-3-3. So I like those attacking options, but I feel like as far as who's going to go forward more, Lucas Moura is much more of a eyes on goal, you know, player. And then Bale is going to look to kind of connect with Kane. He's a better passer than Lucas Moura. So the team is going to play a little bit differently offensively.
Also, Gareth Bale will go. I mean, he's almost built specifically. If he is the same player, he's built specifically to go one-on-one with a player and just destroy him. You know what I mean? He's not only has the pace, he also has the ability to get around players. He's a very strong player. And I like him moving forward. I like him when he starts to slide in a bit more central in the box. I mean, they've talked about it in the chat. Obviously, the unreal bicycle kick against Liverpool. Those are the moments that stand out to me as like a player that Bale hopefully still is if you're a Tottenham fan, no?
Yeah, of course. You're going to hope for that. It's just, obviously, and we've talked about this ad nauseum. It's just, I don't understand what's, it's just like, what is wrong with Gareth Bale? Like, we just have to, why didn't he play? Why didn't Zidane like him? Why didn't he want to learn Spanish? Like, there's just all these weird
questions.
His wife
and kids know Spanish. Why doesn't he? Or what exactly happened that caused the rift between him and Zidane? That's huge. But here's the other thing.
We're going to have to wait for the Gareth Bale biography. Before we get to know,
where's
any
that
of this
all
stuff?
Or nothing? Forget what Mourinho's saying in the locker room. Follow Gareth Bale as he takes a nap at a match. Here's
well,
the thing:
they're playing. Who else is taking a nap? Who else is taking a nap? Look at him!
Nobody subscribed. Don't do that.
No, but you know it was good for the joke. Feel free.
He's moving. He's having a bad dream.
He's stretching a little bit.
You're waking him up. That's the problem. Okay. We're talking about a dog if you're listening.
Follow us on Twitch if you are not following us. And also make sure to subscribe if you'd like to see. We'll go to the puppy cam for every subscription on Twitch. So if you have Amazon Prime, it's free to subscribe. So make sure you do that.
Yeah, get that done. Do we want to show you the dog? We'll keep the camera on the dog if you keep subscribing. We don't care. We'll just talk over it. Let's say hypothetically he comes back and it's not this wonderful. He's right back to who he is. He's not having the James Rodriguez, resurrection of his career. Let's say it's not going smoothly. Remember, Mourinho is the manager. Okay, how do you think this is going to go? Who wins? Does Bale win the locker room or does Mourinho win the locker room?
I can't.
Meaning Mourinho loses the locker room.
I think, Mourinho is a big fan of Gareth Bale. We had mentioned this before. He wanted to sign him when he was at Real Madrid. I don't imagine there will be that much tension in the beginning, right? Because that's how all Mourinho teams are. Like, he charms you, and then you realize, like, oh, this guy... It's gonna be a little abrasive, right? And
right.
He wears out his welcome at some point. I think it'll be a boost of confidence and optimism for the player,
honeymoon
for the
period,
team,
for sure.
Yeah, and then when times get tough, how will we see Mourinho still rely on Bale? Will he be able to, if they lose two in a row, will Bale be the one to show some leadership and help the team get back on track? Like, that is, we won't know who he is as a player until they go through a couple of those difficult times. And they're Tottenham, so we know that they will, right?
Can I tell you how it's going to happen?
Tell me.
I'm going to predict it right now. And I don't think anyone is talking about this, but this is exactly how it's going to happen. Mourinho wanted him, right? It's even in here. Colo Blanco said Mu wanted him for so long, even before he got fired at Madrid. Here's how it's going to happen. Mourinho is the type of dude who has to prove that his decisions were right, right? he's one of those dudes that he has to show you I was right all along. So he's going to do everything he can to make sure that Gareth Bale is a success at Tottenham, which means the focus is going to come off of who?
Who?
Who's the biggest name right now in Tottenham? The biggest player probably could get the most money if sold.
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane. Harry Kane is the focus of attention. But what happened in All or Nothing? Mourinho says, I'm going to make you a star. I'm going to make you a big player at the level of Cristiano and Messi.
I didn't watch All or Nothing. Did Mourinho have a giant cigar in his mouth?
I'm going to make you a star. Just a lot of headshots on his desk. Right? He's going to look, it's already happened with Dele Alli, right? Goro Blanco saying Dele Alli. He's already started to Juan Mata Dele Alli. He's the problem. He's lazy. He's this and that. He maybe should be sent out on loan. He's not good enough to start. Great player. Head case. It's already starting. What happens when he does that shit or when Harry Kane notices I'm not the guy anymore? That locker room, someone said it before, Mourinho already, Nick Sternipple said, Jose already almost lost the locker room. Fam, this is going to be a collapse. It's going to be a TV novela, all right? Harry Kane's going to walk in and go, vale, because that's his name in Spanish. And Gareth Bale's going to be like, no entiendo.
No.
No lo conozco.
Speak, like, all right? Speak Welsh, sir. Yeah. I do not understand.
Man, why are you using vowels? My peoples only use consonants. That's exactly what's going to happen. This is going to be, I guarantee you, if it starts to go a little bad, this is going to slip right off the side of that mountain. This is going to be horrific. This is going to be absolutely destructive for all of Tottenham. And as someone wearing Arsenal's 14th FA Cup jersey, I cannot, I cannot tell you how excited I am for this.
Okay, we'll see if that if things pan out the way Alexis is predicting.
William Julius thinks I'm right. If anyone else thinks I'm wrong, let me know, because I have a feeling this is going to go horrific.
All right, so we shall see. Okay, some other news.
Let me ask you, hold on real quick. Do you think Gareth Bale was a good deal? There's no loan fee. Real Madrid's like, please, just take him. But they are splitting his money. So he's 300,000 euros a week, I believe. Not pounds.
No, pounds. Oh, I
put that in there, but I believe it's euros.
Okay.
Is that a good deal for a 31-year-old injured, hasn't played in a while?
It's Gareth Bale. We've seen what he could do. His resume.
Yeah, but dude, you're living on the name, dog.
I am. And that's why he's also living on the name. That's why he is getting paid all that money to not do anything, right? Because of what he's done in the past. He earned that contract. Obviously, he's going to get paid where he's going to get paid. I mean, that's his salary is $600,000 a week. I mean, it's also sometimes, you know, world football, make these big clubs, the amount of money they spend on this, on player, like the clubs like Real Madrid, Barcelona, they pay outrageous wages to players that don't even play, that don't get any real minutes. It's really insane, which is why we'll get to this in a little bit, like the drama with Sergiño Dest possibly going to Barcelona. He might go to Barcelona or Bayern Munich, but it's looking more likely like it's Bayern Munich because apparently Ajax wants like some sort of bank, like a bank to back the loan or money or whatever the money that they're going to pay to get Sergiño Dest. They want for a bank to back that money because they don't think Barcelona has the funds to actually pay them the transfer fee for Sergiño Dest.
Hilarious. Like, nah, fam, you ain't got it. Like, you need a guarantor. We need a co-signer on this joint.
Okay,
joint.
I mean, look.
This isn't like Barcelona's first apartment after college.
Yeah, it's like an old-timey, like, well, you know, if it's like a single woman, like, well, where's your husband to sign this paperwork for you?
Look, lady, this is technically illegal. You can get 10 years in jail for even trying to get a mortgage without a man. Shouts to RBG. I hope you're resting in peace.
So when you hear that that is how much he's getting paid, look, it's just like we said before, it must have been something so severe and things must have gotten to such a bad place that where Gareth Bale couldn't have even played and did, was on the outs with Zidane and with the board or whatever. Like, it's just absolutely insane. Also,
if Everton were to get Lukaku, that's your Gareth Bale, right? And I know he was a Chelsea player on loan at Everton, but he was a superstar for Everton, right?
Yeah.
If Lukaku's coming back and it's $300,000 a week, would, at his age, after being injured, let's say, same exact situation as Gareth Bale, has a falling out at Inter, does he get along with the manager? Are you happy spending that kind of money? Is that a good deal?
At that kind of money, probably not. You know, you could get the probably a similar amount of productivity paying less. But I'm a fan of Lukaku. It would be cool to have him back. He scores everywhere he goes. We were talking about I was going to mention that with Manchester United. Like, that's also a strange thing that they couldn't figure out how to get a guy who scores so many goals to gel with the team. I get that, whatever, you criticize his first touch or whatever, but by the end of the season, he's done numbers.
He gets the numbers. Look, we could sit here and chop up Lukaku's career, and I think we could prove that a lot of the bigger goals he gets, a lot of the showy goals happen to be soft goals. Soft meaning the club's already in lead position, or it's the end of a match, you've already won, or you're already down by so much, it doesn't matter. That's what I mean by a soft goal. I think we could sit here and prove that with Lukaku, that I don't think he's that big of a big-time player, big game player, right? But Gareth Bale, for his whole career, was that. He was a big-moment player, right?
Yeah.
I'm afraid, just is it a good deal or not? That's what we're talking about right now. I'm afraid there's at least a 50% chance he's not that player anymore. And if that's the case, $300,000 a year is a lot of money to spend when Arsenal just spent $350,000.
That's a week. Not a week.
Yeah, a week. So $350,000 a week on a player that's proven it year over year has helped you win cups. The fuck now,
This is you're playing the lottery here. That's what Tottenham is doing.
100%.
Right?
That's why I don't think it's a great deal.
Yeah, no, it may not work out, but there's nothing.
Send me an email or tweet at me if you think I'm way wrong. Come on, Tottenham fans.
Send me a handwritten letter. Okay. In calligraphy. Okay?
You know what I want you to do? You put it in a bone and you give it to Nutmeg. Nutmeg comes to me. I take the bone out of his mouth. He bites me a little bit. I take the note out, give him back the bone. So he doesn't bite me anymore. I read the note. Okay? It's simple.
Okay. All right. That's how we communicate with our fans. All right. It's a bit of a process, but it works for us.
Nickster Nipple said, "Is it Rooney Everton's Bale?" Huh. Maybe.
Oh yeah, but Rooney's much older. I mean, he's had a
I mean, just is he the kid that was so good that left?
He did come back, and he wasn't great. Right, he was fine.
I heard them say this on some show that I was watching on YouTube, that Gareth Bale is the greatest English export, British export of all time. I can't think of any like that left to go play elsewhere. I can't think of anyone else that has had that level of success elsewhere. I mean, even if you hate him, right? And this is why I think Real Madrid fans are kind of pricks for not liking Gareth Bale. He did win you 4 Champions Leagues. And 2 La Ligas. I mean, dog, yeah, that's the most level of success I think any English person's had outside of England ever. Here's the thing, though. Imagine a player came from Spain and didn't want to learn English and didn't care and played golf instead of playing soccer. They would rip him apart, and they're acting like Gareth Bale did nothing wrong. Like, fam, he's disrespecting Zidane. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, he hasn't skated off like without any criticism. He's dealt with it. He gets hit by
In England though. Not in England. They're treating him like he's a god. That's what I'm saying. They're treating the English are treating the Spanish like they're being disrespectful to Gareth Bale. When fam, if somebody did the same shit at Manchester United, my G,
yeah,
could you imagine
if it was a black player that did the same thing? Oh boy,
boy, oh god. Judd on the bench said, "I mean, Beckham won MLS Cup. You ain't lying."
Oh, that is true. Okay. Oh, the other thing I wanted to make sure we got, somebody had mentioned it early in the chat. I forgot who, so apologies. But Nelson Semedo joins Wolverhampton.
Yeah, I know.
Wolves from Barcelona.
Safely where Alfonso Davies can't hurt him anymore.
Okay, yes. He's definitely It's being with amongst his Portuguese brethren is a safe space.
Wait, hold on. Before we continue, Glenster says something really important. Glenster 25 said he didn't win the Canadian Premier League, which is true. So, Gareth, you want to be the most successful export. Stop being a coward and get to HFX Halifax Wanderers.
I did want to mention we did get a follow from a Looney something. I forgot the username, but thank you for following, Looney.
Hit that follow button.
Yes, and De La Solo said, I just don't recall when the last game Bale played. No clue if he'll be the real deal.
Shouts to De La Solo. Great name.
Yeah, I love a great group, De La Soul. Yeah, and you know, the other day I just came across a Brand Nubian track.
Damn,
remember Brand Nubian? Oh, great, great group. Go listen to Brand Nubian. Anyway, okay. So yeah,
Golo Blanco said Davies to the Prem. I think he's too good for the Premier League.
Is there another league that I can test his skills a little bit better?
I think he's essentially, I think he is either a Real Madrid or a Barcelona player. I think he's too good. Where's he going to go in the Premier League? That's going to, like, right now it would have to be Liverpool and they don't have the money for him.
Mm.
Where else is he going to be guaranteed Champions League soccer and guaranteed to at least compete for the Champions League title? Fam.
It's so wow, that skyrocket for Davies. Because I'm trying to think of him like...
Six months ago, he was like a left back, never heard of it.
It was just at the Whitecaps. He was just like, yo, he was a 16-year-old that was just like, I'm like literally like 3 years ago, we were just like, look at this giant kid playing for the Vancouver Whitecaps. It's pretty good. He's very, very fast. He's like, he's cutting dudes up. I'm like, all right. But I'm thinking of like, could... Alphonso Davies at Manchester United. How does that work? I feel like that's...
It's an instant plug-in.
Dude, that's a huge...
Luke Shaw, people don't remember his name. His exit paperwork is printed so fast they break the printer. I can't explain to you how perfect he fits into that club because they have a need for him.
Yeah.
But why would he go there? And they ain't got the money. And it's not, they're not guaranteed. I know they're going to be in Champions. Obviously, they finished in third, but they're not guaranteed. I don't think they're going to finish in Champions League qualifying position this year. Yeah. I don't think they're going to finish in the top four, regardless of what I said my prediction was last week, because I've already forgotten that.
I wonder what the move is. After this, this Champions League season and Bayern winning the whole thing and him becoming. Really, within like 3-4 months, becoming a global superstar,
the best Drake, left back in the world.
Drake following him, obviously that solidified it. That was the trophy.
He can only go to OVO United. That's the only club. Nick Sternipple said Davies will be sold to Juve. Why would you go? Why would you go to Juve? There's no need.
He can kind of choose what club in the world that he can go to if you really think about it. But right now, his skill set works perfectly with the roster that is at Bayern. And would it work as well with a club like Barcelona or Real Madrid that is much more, where everybody's much more technical, as opposed to, not to, throw any shade on Bayern, but we know La Liga. La Liga, from the goalkeeper to the ball boy, has techers, right? Yeah. Like they're all pretty good at that.
Everyone on the pitch is the best central attacking midfield in England. In La Liga, you know what I mean?
I don't know how long, Davies wants to stay at Bayern, but I think that is up to him.
God, Dice, isn't he kind of at the best club in the world right now? Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And that's not because they won Champions League. That's because of the skill set in that club.
But everybody, I mean, especially the younger guys, they all want to play in the Prem. That's whether they say it or not.
For the money. For the money, that's it. If you're saying simply for career, like I think he used to be an Arsenal fan growing up, right? Like I could see him. He would slot perfectly. Arsenal would be the luckiest team in the world if they had him. But why would you move from Champions League winning Bayern to Arsenal? And I'm an Arsenal fan. If that were me in that position, I'd do it because that's the club I've always dreamed of playing for. And I couldn't imagine anything better than going to that club and helping them win. You know what I mean? And helping them get to the next spot. But if you're his agent, I would. What team would I love to see him play in? Leeds. Because him with Bielsa would be amazing. Bielsa wants everything fast. Well, homie, guess who showed up, right?
I can't defense, no thanks. We don't need it.
Don't even waste your time. Look,
you're
back
up front, Alfonso.
Alfonso, what are you doing all the way back here? If you can hear my voice, that means you're not far enough up front. Like, I would love to see him play for Bielsa at Leeds. That's the dumbest move of his career if he does that, unless he absolutely wants to play for Bielsa. There's only two clubs he could play for that are a step up from Bayern, and that's Real Madrid or Barcelona, and that's it. And if you're a Premier League club fan and you're mad about that, that's on you.
Ain't my problem, okay? Just leaving everything right at your doorstep. Okay. I mean, look, it's fun to have that conversation because it's like so wild that is even on the table. You know, he's just an MLS player that looked like he showed a little bit of promise, and you know, it's almost like we didn't know what we had.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that suggests that like the fact that Bayern was able to see him and be like, you know what, this kid will be able to fit in our system and play and thrive and then give him opportunities. It's like, you know, because he could have been in MLS for a couple more years and gotten injured and, you know, like his prospect would have like kind of, you know, it just wouldn't have been, his stock wouldn't have been as high.
I would love to find out what are the parameters by which they figured out that this kid is good enough to be even just good enough to play on that team, never mind potentially the greatest left back of all time, which he has a shot at.
Yeah, he's doing well. Okay. Is there anything else? Is there anything else that we should cover that we did not? Feel free to include it in the chat.
Well, God, Dai said, do you still think Barca has that status? I get where they are now and with Messi leaving, but yeah. You'd have to think they're still the club to beat, right? It's them and Rao. Like, think about who else. Liverpool is wonderful, but people are talking about, including me, that they don't think Liverpool is going to be able to withstand it this year. If Liverpool goes on a run of finishing in the top two, you know, for the next 4 or 5 years, they become one of those clubs. Manchester United was at that level. They've slipped. Manchester City was at that level. They've slipped. You know, there's no one that's really... PSG, I could see Alphonso Davies joining PSG. They probably guarantee Champions League football, but do you really want to go to PSG? That's, again, a money move.
Yeah. It's also, there's a certain level of comfort in Germany for a player that doesn't speak the native language in the country, right?
Right.
Everybody speaks English there. It's much different in Spain or much different in France. Very, very different in England. I don't understand what they're saying out there.
They're speaking weird version of our language, to be completely honest with you.
But no, it's fun. It's fun to talk about because we know probably in the next like 3 to 4 years, he will probably move on and go to another club and be sold for an insane amount of money. And it'll be super exciting. I mean, we see Nelson Semedo going to Wolves, leaving Barca. Just Barcelona, everybody's getting off of that sinking ship. So I don't think for the next couple years, especially after Messi leaves, that Barca is going to seem as interesting of a project to a lot of players. So it's going to be a while. But Madrid
2026.
Let's say Mbappe. Is it? What if Mbappe leaves PSG and goes to Real Madrid, which is everybody's been saying? What? Maybe it seems like an interesting move for Davies to go there.
Could be dope. Here's the thing: 2026, Canada hosts the World Cup. Alphonso Davies is going to be 26 years old. So that means they guarantee they're already a part of the World Cup. They've already qualified because they are hosts.
Yes.
So, he's going to get to show off in a World Cup. That's going to be normally that's when big teams, it's already there. He's already considered the best. He's going to show how he could play in international. I feel like that's going to be his biggest contract. At that point, you would imagine he gets the switch. Unless, you know, barring injury or a change of form or something major happening to him, that's when he's probably going to get that PSG money that Manchester City money, that Real Madrid money. Like, he's going to, or, you know, I can't imagine before that he says, like, I need a new challenge. Like, homie, you 23, bruh.
Yeah. Get that money first before the challenges.
Stock up the bank account first.
All right. So, yeah, obviously exciting for the young man. Okay. I think that's it. We're wrapped up. I don't think we have too many anything else to talk about. We've been going for an hour here.
Golo Blanco said, did you see the Zach Steffen Manchester City interview? I did not. I got to check out.
What? I did see. I saw Ariel Castillo posted it. So it is pretty cool. And so we get to last week or 2 weeks ago, we hosted a fundraiser for City in the Community, which is NYCFC's like charitable arm and organization, and we were helping raise money for New York Common Pantry to provide meals for families going through, just provide COVID relief and all that stuff. Yeah. And we're actually doing the same thing for Manchester City as well. And it was super fun, the one that we did for NYCFC. And then we get to do it for the Manchester City fans as well.
Son, we are going to be hosting an event for Manchester City.
Pretty wild.
How crazy is that?
Thank you to, I mean, it doesn't happen without, you know, people like here on Twitch, yo, watching, you know, contributing.
Yo, oh my God, dies. Your Colomancos, your third, everyone who's got a third nipple in this chat. Steve's second dick. This doesn't happen. With that Steve Segundo dick.
the linchpin of this whole organization is Steve's second dick.
You're right, because if you say quickly, it sounds like you're talking wild shit. You throwing shade on Steve for being very active.
So we're looking forward to that. It should be really fun. I know for the NYCFC one, we we spoke to Alex Ring, the coach Ronnie Dyla, Sebastian Abiaga, a couple of MLS people, broadcasters. Really fun. So I don't know who they're going to have us talking to for the Manchester City.
I mean, whoever it is, they're second on the list of big names to us.
Exactly.
I guess third.
I hope it's Phil Foden.
We got some questions, Phil.
Nah, man, it should be really, really fun. It's not like a public thing, but whatever. It's cool. Hopefully I don't know if they have... They record it or give us, maybe we can get clips or something, but it's a fun thing. If you are a Manchester City fan, make sure to follow Manchester.
Man City said, y'all gonna piss Pep off so much.
Yeah. Imagine we're on a call with Pep, I lose my mind.
Imagine Pep is like, who did you guys hack into this? This is, you are not professional.
So make sure you follow Man City US, I think, on Twitter for sure, because I'm sure they may post a link or there may be some sort of thing that you can get the information, because they didn't give that to us. So it should be very, very fun.
Tommy said, thank you for helping me through a tough day. Yo, I'm sorry to hear you're having a tough day, Tommy, but hope things get better, dude.
Yeah, we're trying our best. I mean, we're going through... tough days as well. Obviously, the Breonna Taylor news and everything. Just it's on. It's
more
on our minds
more
as well.
Of the fucking same shit. But what are we gonna do, right? We fight for another day.
Exactly. Okay. So everybody, thank you again for hanging out with us on Twitch. People listening to the podcast, again, just like a constant reminder: follow us on Twitch. We are on every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. If you can't, some people maybe they have jobs and we have things to do and they can't be on, on Twitch with us. Listen to the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, leave a review on iTunes. Feel free to do that. Judd on the Bench, thank you for this guy. He says, my friends aren't funny. You guys are. Thanks.
Yeah, man. You got trash friends, bro.
Okay, you know what? We're your friends now, Judd.
Yeah, you can't say that shit. We're your homies, yo. Yeah, we got to show them the puppy one more time before we...
Glenster, yeah, that's right. Yeah, since you subscribe, you get to make that request at any time. So let's see what Nutmeg is up to. Nutmeg. Oh, look at this position. Oh,
wow. That is... How is that comfortable? I didn't know your dog did yoga.
I feel like every time we go back, it's just like a new... this is like... What is this like... Crouching tiger, flying puppy. Yeah,
this looks like a Charlie Brown cartoon for some reason.
This is funny. Yeah. So again, the people listening to the podcast, you are missing out.
The dolls are in more comfortable positions.
Nutmeg is very much taking quite the nap. Oh, look at that.
Goto Blanco said that is the Alexis position. Hilarious.
So shouts to everybody. Make sure you guys need more badges for subs. Yes, I got to do all this stuff. There's so much going on. I got to really do my Twitch homework and give a lot more.
Goto, help us out. What do we need?
We need, okay, we'll figure all that stuff. But maybe we'll get like a nutmeg badge or something.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Duff Carney said, my neck hurts looking at that.
Yeah, chiropractors right now are like, yes.
I'm going to, you know what? Oh, I got this. My neck was hurting. I'll use this. Is this allowed to use this on nutmeg? I use one of these.
The Thermagun? I swear to God, I thought that was a sex toy. When I first saw that thing on the internet.
Thank you for the follow, Tupac Alive 247. I think that is Tupac Shakur.
Oh, my God, yo. It's about damn time.
Yeah, this is a massager thing that I got.
The Thermagun.
I got this for Helene because she has, she works out a lot.
I've seen the commercials for it, and I can only tell you that the algorithm is very wrong if you're showing it to me. Thank you, Keen Shadows. It does look like something that just gets people off. I refuse to believe that there's any therapeutic benefit.
That is to get a horse off, bro. That is too much.
I didn't know that much about you, Christian.
Okay, it's quite effective. I just go over to Michelle Akers' farm and do my job. That's all. Okay? I help breed those horses, okay?
So, Tupac Alive is all for it. Yeah.
All right, everybody. So thank you again for tuning in to another Prem Show. Thank you to all the podcast listeners. We appreciate you. Make sure follow us on Twitch. Help us get. We're at 485 followers. Help us get to 500. We just need.
Who had the funniest comment? We forgot to mention. We should do that.
Who had the funniest comment?
Which one made us laugh the most? Do you remember a funny one?
I don't remember a particularly funny one. So I think it was Colo Blanco who said nap meg. I like that one. That made me
laugh. We'll give it to him. Wordplay always counts.
That'll do it. The mod coming in with the heat. I love it. So thank you. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, follow Colo Blanco here on Twitch as well. He streams, he plays games, and he's the gulliest mod on Twitch.tv.
In the business.
Okay, William Julius said vibrator AF.
Yeah, dude. That's what it looks like to me.
It's a vicious vibrator. You got to be careful.
Why is the handle wet? You know what? Leave it. Leave it.
No. That works. That works. Okay, so close to affiliate, too. Oh, yeah. He's Colo Blanco's almost at the affiliate level on Twitch. So help him get there. Help him get there.
Yeah, come on, Colo.
All right, everybody, thank you again for tuning in to another episode. Let us end the show. Hopefully it doesn't wake. Should we keep the camera on Nutmeg to see if it wakes him up?
Let's see how he handles us yelling the Cooligans.
Okay.
Maybe he wakes him up and puts him in a position that isn't going to break his neck. How about that?
So, everybody, thank you again for following. Thank you for hanging out in the chat. We appreciate you. Make the show a lot more fun. Make it fun for us. And I know the listeners and viewers also appreciate it as well. So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!